there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after our show, The Odd Couple podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the podcast. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and then follow, rate, and review, as well as listen to the pod. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Rob, we got your nephew, Vincent Goodwill, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, host of The Good Word podcast on Yahoo Sports on the Ball Don't Lie channel. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. It's always good to talk to Vinny.
No doubt. And speaking of the NBA, the Bucks are losing again tonight, Chris.
Really?
Not big. It's like last...
Who are they... I don't have it on. I'm going to turn it on now.
56, 51.
Who are they playing?
Toronto is not that good. They're losing to Toronto. In Milwaukee, right? Ryan, I think. Is
Damian Lillard playing?
Let's see. I'm not Brian Philly.
Whether he is or not, it doesn't
matter. Toronto's not good.
No, Washington wasn't good. Memphis wasn't good. Toronto's not good.
Right, and this would be bad. This is at home. Yeah.
So. I'm just going to be honest, and
This is
pure speculation, Rob.
Go ahead. Lillard is playing.
Are they losing by 5 or 6?
They are. Lillard's got 16 minutes, 13 points. But, yeah, they are losing to the Raptors by 4 at the half. 58,
at home.
Yeah, 58 to 54. Okay. The legend of Doc Rivers lives on.
That continues.
I just turned it on.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this, Rob. And again, this is speculation. I haven't talked to anybody in Milwaukee or anything. This is the type of loss, Rob, coming off the heels of two bad losses.
Right.
Two horrible losses. This is the type of loss that really would make you think, has he lost them? Am I right? What's the excuse for this, Rob?
But this is,
I don't even know that Toronto's trying to win at this point.
And they want
a good draft pick.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not a good team. They're in Milwaukee, if I think, right? They're in Milwaukee.
Yep.
All right. So what is this? It's crazy.
I'm not saying Doc's lost them. I'm just saying this type of loss really makes you wonder.
It does. Remember I said I picked them the other night thinking that they were going to stomp.
Memphis.
Right. I was like, after losing the other game, I was like, oh, they're going to come back and put it on Memphis, and they wound up losing that game, and now they're losing tonight. It's not over.
Right. It's halftime, so they may come back to win. I would think they would, but, you know, and Doc's thrown out a few excuses. And some might say thrown a few, you know, got, you know, steered the issues to other people. I don't know, man. That's bad. They would be 15-16 under Doc now at this point. So it'd be terrible. So we'll see. I'm glad you let me know that.
I figured you would want to know.
I had the college games on and the Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, I like watching Wimby, so.
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
Who was that? What was that song? Who was that by?
The Association. Let's keep it that way. There you go. Of course, you can't win.
All right, Rob. We saw South Carolina routed NC State. It was a close game, 1-point game at halftime.
What happened in the second half?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, Dawn Staley put her foot up somebody's backside and got them going. So they came out and ended up winning by about 20. But let's go to the nightcap. And, Rob, this is the game everybody's going to be watching. It'll be interesting to see if this does more than the $12.3 million that LSU-Iowa did. I think that was
Sunday night. I'm going to say no.
I would think no, but I'll say this. It's a Friday night, so people don't have to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, but people might be going out on Friday night. Sunday was different, Chris, right?
That's true.
I just think you had a bigger...
I don't think it will, but it's actually...
If this is
bigger
than that...
It's bigger of a game.
But LSU, there's a factor there. They're the bad guys, the coach. You know what I mean? Right, there's a rivalry. There's a couple of things that made people want, because there were people who wanted to see LSU win, and her lose. They're like, yep. You know what I mean? There were people.
Some people wanted her to win. Some people wanted her to lose. She's polarizing.
Right. She is definitely polarizing.
She's polarizing, and that's always good for ratings. So, yeah, we'll see. But I actually, Rob, there's a few big storylines here. One, and this isn't the biggest to me, but one is that UConn did not recruit Caitlin Clark. Think about that, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
She was a top five player in the country, and she wanted to play for UConn, like probably a lot of girls that grow up, right?
Yeah.
Playing college basketball, that's like North Carolina or Duke for the
100%. Like all the girls, that's all they know about. All those players,
yep.
Championships. I know they haven't won of late, Chris. We talked about it, 2015?
Yeah, something like that. It's been 8 or 9 years. But they didn't recruit her. So she probably, you know, you see players all the time memorize what players were drafted in front of them or what teams passed them over. You gotta believe. I mean, Gino Auriemma, Rob, it don't get any more legendary than that. You gotta believe she is like, remembers that and has used that for motivation. Oh, the best coach in women's college basketball history didn't want me? Okay.
And he went out of his way.
I'm gonna give you 40.
He went out of his way, though, to talk about how great she is now.
Yeah, now.
You know, somebody should have said, well, why didn't you when she
right,
was,
there you why, go. You know, they like, needed a Rob Parker that? At that.
You, come
at
on. That you, hey, Chris, you don't think I would have asked that? You tell her all this, how great she is. How come she wanted to go to UConn? How come you didn't recruit her?
Like,
You there got some explaining to do.
That think it was her attitude.
Okay.
Body language on the court, attitude, you know. That's one thing I will say. Like, people can say Angel Reese got an attitude, she talks trash, blah, blah, blah. And y'all know I like Caitlin Clark. We went to the same high school in Iowa. I like her. But she got an attitude on the court. Her body language can be bad. I don't think Angel Reese's body language is as bad. She might talk more trash, but they both talk trash too. So let's keep it real and not act like that was some racism on that last year. All right? But the other storyline, Rob, is that everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark, and I do think she's the best player in the country, you know, college, women's college basketball. But there's something that might make the argument for UConn's best player who will face Caitlin Clark tonight, Paige Beckers. And let me, Rob, I remember seeing, and I'm going to admit, I don't watch a ton of women's college basketball.
Well, join the crowd.
Right, exactly.
Other than this tournament, Chris, like watching some of these games?
Well, Clark, I haven't watched them a little this year.
Not
in
women's.
South Carolina, LSU. Those four, I watched. I didn't see much of Juju to the tournament.
Now, but I saw Juju highlights because at USC, we do a sports show every Wednesday.
Right.
So I've seen her a lot on the highlights that the kids, you know, do the sports cast.
Juju is great and going to be greater. Right now, it's no shame, she's a freshman. She's not as good as Beckers and Clark. Watching her.
Not yet.
I don't think so. She's more athletic, but she's not as polished as they are. Now, she may become that. But here's the point about Beckers, Rob, that Gino said like a week or two ago that he's got the best player. He said, I got the best player in the world. And then he came after Caitlin Clark dropped 41 and 12 on LSU, and that's when he said, oh, she's the best player in the world.
He said, strike that, right?
Right. But Beckers, Rob, they're the same class. Now, Beckers is, you know, she was injured for a whole year and then only played 17 games another year. But when they were freshmen, Rob, and Caitlin Clark put up terrific numbers, 26 and 7, 7 assists. Paige Beckers, 20 points, 6 assists, almost 5 rebounds a game, was the player of the year. And not only that, Rob, she became the first freshman ever to sweep the Player of the Year awards. She won every Player of the Year award possible. Mm. First time ever. And then she got hurt. She had some knee injuries. And then, you know, she's just recovering. And now you're starting to see her at the height of her powers again. So, I mean, for somebody to say, yo, everybody talking about Caitlin Clark, but Beckers is right there with her. They're the same size. I remember seeing Beckers as a freshman and being like, oh, this girl.
But we know what it is, though, don't we? Don't we? Like,
it's
the logo threes, Chris. It just is. I mean.
And she's a wonderful passer.
Right, she is. Right, right. What did she have the last game, 12?
12 assists. Yeah. She's averaging 10 assists in the tournament.
No, she can pass the basketball, but it's the logo threes that everyone's in love with. That's the game that we all watch now in the NBA. Chris, it's all about the threes. So she's playing a men's game style game, like an NBA game. And I think that's what has attracted so many people to, you know, you talk about women's basketball. I covered a couple of WNBA games in my, you know, columnist career in New York, the Liberty. And
you actually wrote columns about
the
WNBA?
Yeah, I did. I wrote like about two or three of them in my career. Because you know how it is. Like, why don't you go out there? Why don't you go out there?
You need something to write about today?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. I'll go. You know, and it wasn't that entertaining to me. I'm just being real. Like,
I don't watch WNBA.
The style of play. Right. I'm not lying. I'm being honest.
Now, we'll see. Maybe, will I watch it next year with Caitlin Clark? Maybe.
But you know, the style of play just didn't move me. And I think what's moved people on Caitlin, it's the star power with the threes.
I mean, a lot of times you see people, and this goes for men and women. You know, you see more men that do this, but you see a lot of men and women that they're catch and shoot 3-point shooters. Caitlin Clark is dribbling into threes, faking you out, taking a step back or a dribble here, three. I mean, the players guarding her, giving her a couple of feet because she can go by you, but just three, pull up a three. Like, it's like Steph. I mean, really, right? Now, I'm not saying she's as good as Steph Curry. Obviously, she's not as good as him, but even relative, you know, let's see what she does at the next level. But her game looks like Steph's. It really does. The way she'll pull up for a three, the way she creates the space for the three, the way she'll just be dribbling and then just all of a sudden throw up a quick three and it'll go in. So I agree with you that the way she plays, the style, the way it looks is a thing that attracts us and to her as well. And Rob, I'm going to keep it real. The way a game, somebody's game looks can come into play in the who you think is better.
100%.
Look, I genuinely think Michael Jordan is better than LeBron. But part of it might be, and Rob, Michael Jordan to me had the best looking game in the history of basketball. Do you agree with that or not?
No, I agree.
I mean, Dr. J, Kyrie,
he was
they
smooth,
got beautiful
everything.
Games too.
Everything that Mike did was incredible.
It just looked good.
It did look good.
His shot was good.
The way he dunked, like the way he, you know, the air Jordan, you know, like through the air, like there's a
moving
reason.
His legs when he dunked from the foul line, waving the ball. I put it like this, Rob. There are people, you could teach people, and there obviously are people, that could do Michael Jackson's dance moves. The moonwalk and, you know, all that stuff.
But
you can't, it looks better when he did it.
And he was that's why he was the ultimate entertainer. And,
right.
You know, dancer and.
That's why I say with Jordan, somebody could do a move or a dunk he did, but it looked better when he did it.
Yeah.
So that couldn't come into play. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We want your thoughts on this upcoming game between UConn, Caitlin, Paige Beckers and UConn versus Caitlin Clark and Iowa. And I don't know if we have any, I'm just going to keep it real. I don't know if we have any female women's college basketball experts out there among the callers. But if you really watch the game a lot, is there an argument that Beckers is as good as Clark or better? We want your thoughts. 877-99 on Fox. You can give us any of your opinions on this game coming up or these players. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, where a successful game plan starts with the right players, same thing at Tractor Supply. Plus, they add hustle and heart, and it sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Rob, the Bucks down 64-57 midway through the third, but Giannis is not playing tonight.
Oh,
I
he's
saw
not,
that earlier.
Okay.
It slipped my mind.
Lillard's
so
playing,
Dame
but not,
is playing,
okay.
But not Giannis. But
yeah.
Still.
Nah.
Still.
Right. Toronto's bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, still. And you know you need a win.
Right. Man.
So I'm just saying. And the thing too, Rob, is Giannis and Dame still need more time on the court. You know, like you'd like them to be, I mean, I know now it might be too late, but you'd like them to be clicking by the time they got to the playoffs. So,
yeah.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Caitlin Clark versus Paige Beckers.
Rich in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, I think for me, the matchup tonight is more Gino Auriemma versus Caitlin Clark. We all know Beckers is great, probably as good as her, but I want to see, you know, she's going up against the Hall of Fame coach, all-time winningest women's coach, right? I mean, I want to see what he does to scheme her up and see if he can stop her.
That's a good point.
I like that.
Because people have always said, why don't you just double her, trap her, blitz her, get the ball out of her hands? So you're right. That's going to be interesting to see.
But you would think that at this point, Chris, somebody would have figured it out. It ain't like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Teams have tried it,
like,
obviously.
Right. It just ain't work. Because
right.
We can say that all the time. Oh, yeah, don't let so-and-so score. Just
right,
do it.
Nah, right, right.
Do great players find a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what we talk about great receivers.
That's what makes them great.
Yeah, every right. Great receiver is double team. What?
Yep.
What's new?
Yep.
Brandon in Riverside, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, B?
I'm good, guys. I'm good, man. I used to watch. I knew about Paige Becker before, basically, Caitlin Clark.
I did, too, right.
Because Caitlin Clark, she came in the scene after Paige Becker got the first injury, and that's when you start hearing that the female Steph Curry, and I was like, who is that then? But I think Paige Becker, like a basketball player, I feel like she's better than Caitlin Clark. But Caitlin,
really?
Like you said, Caitlin, yeah, I just, like Paige Becker,
she got a little more versatility in her, right? She'll shoot some level more post up, stuff like that, yep.
Yeah, but Caitlin Clark, she made herself a great basketball player in this and became the face of women's basketball, which is great. But I do believe Paige Becker, if she didn't have those injuries, not to say we probably wouldn't hear about Caitlin Clark, but we'll hear more about Paige Becker more.
Yeah, but we still would have heard about
Imagine
Caitlin.
Yeah, we would have heard about Caitlin, but imagine this game would have been even bigger.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Raphael in Cincinnati. You're on the Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, man?
What's going on, brothers? Yeah, you know, you were talking about Coach Gino, you know, about putting the schemes on Caitlin. You know, sometimes other teams might have tried, but they don't necessarily have the personnel, that head coach. And I think UConn, they got it. They're a strong defensive team.
So what do you think? You're going to hold her to 8 points? Is that what's going to happen? You're going to hold her to 8 points?
No, no. I think Caitlin going to get hers and Paige. But between the two, I would give the nod to Paige's overall game.
Man, really?
She is she's really, really polished in her game. This ain't a knock against Caitlin at all.
Right.
But Paige, man, I mean, her handles and her shooting ability, her passing ability, her spacing on the floor, she moves so well. And I don't
she's
know how,
efficient,
man, she
too.
Got over
she's
those.
Efficient.
Yeah, man, she's cerebral. I don't know how she got over those two ACLs. Because remember, y'all, when Paige came out, man, she was all that coming out of
yep.
high school. Man,
yep. She was ranked ahead of Caitlin Clark. I mean, as simple as that.
Yep.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one, Rob, to see how this goes. All right, we got Vinny Goodwill. You got one more? Go
ahead. Yeah, we'll real quick. Leo, man, Leo in New York. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo, on a Friday night?
Oh, not much, guys. Not much. All strapped up to my couch, ready for the game.
Okay, there you go.
In case there's more shaking, you know, you want to be strapped up. You never know. But I couldn't agree more with the previous caller. When you look at Paige's game, it's way more polished. It's smoother. It's smoother than Caitlin. Her bags run deeper. I'm sorry. And tonight, maybe you'll see her guard Caitlin Clark, and she's a better defender than Clark. Literally.
Clark's going to put 40 on her. Then what you going to say, Leo? You going to act like this call never happened?
Rob, we just had three callers say Becker's is better.
Right.
So that makes me even more intrigued tonight. I mean, I've been intrigued, but, you know, makes me more. I think, Rob, as far as UConn defending Clark, she going to get 20-something at least. I think, though, their goal is to make her inefficient. If she gets 20 on 20-something shots, then they, you know what I mean? Like, make her shoot 35%, 40%, something like that.
No, right.
Then they can probably live with that. But she's going to get her point.
Right. She ain't going to get shut out or get single digits or ain't
right.
going to be nothing like that.
No, she gonna
I don't care who's coaching. That ain't going to happen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Yahoo Sports NBA writer does a fantastic job there. Also host of the Good Word podcast on Yahoo Sports Ball Don't Lie channel. And Vinny don't lie either. Vincent Goodwill.
Vinny.
What's up, man?
What's going on, y'all? Rob, what type of corny drop do you have?
Yo, you know.
We're going to find it before the interview's over. We'll get it, right? Before it's over, we'll have it for you. Vinny, you love it. You know how talented I am, Vinny, right? Come on. You know I'm creative. I'm talented. It's just par for the course.
Is that what you tell women?
Wow.
All right, Vinny, we're going to get to the news of the day, which is Bronny James, of course.
Hold on, we haven't. Let's just get it out of the way.
Well, no, I want to ask.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you got the.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we got this silliness, Vinny. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Vinny, laugh. Come on.
Well, it's so corny. I told you, you're corny funny.
Vinny, everyone knows it's Wimby, no?
Okay. Vinny don't remember that song. I don't even remember that song.
Vinny, you know that song.
Do you remember that song?
I'm not even 40, so no, I don't.
Right. I'm well over 40, and I don't remember it. So I don't even know what Rob's talking about.
All right, let's go to the news of the
day. I think he made it up. All right, but here we go. Bronny, I want to get to this first. What in the world is going on with the Milwaukee Bucks?
I mean, I think they have a bunch of issues. Like here's the crazy thing. They won a championship in 2021. They won a grand total of one playoff series since then. Like, right. I think, I won't say we've missed it, but we've naturally assumed, oh, it's Bud or it's Adrian Griffin. Like, sometimes the teams have a very small and short window, and they maximize on that window on the back end, and we just keep thinking they're going to keep getting back there and getting back there because they're champions, quote-unquote. But it doesn't feel like it. And, you know, with Giannis, if Giannis isn't like this all-around, just completely destructive force, then you have problems defensively. Then we get the Doc Rivers factor of it. Like, he's blaming everybody, but, you know, like right. The ticket counter folks. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the Eastern Conference is so, I won't say bad, but the Eastern Conference is so, you know, parody-driven.
Yeah, you're right.
That anything can happen, right?
Well, let me add, before you go, Rob, follow up on that, because Rob and I have said, man, Doc got to be careful, because you know there already were whispers of everything that we've been saying, like, well, man, he ain't won in the playoffs in a decade. You know, he you know, this and that, blowing the 3-1 leads. And now they're 15-15 with him, maybe about to turn 15-16. And he's, you know, he's talking about the training staff and the other staff members and, you know, the doctors and all that stuff, like, does he have to be careful that he don't lose these guys, because they already had questions about him probably before that?
Well, I think if you're talking about the team, that's always the locker room. That's always going to be a concern, especially with today's players. Like, today's players will bail on a coach quick. Like, we've seen that right. In a bunch of different situations, regardless of the circumstance. I think for the Bucks, because you're paying Budenholzer and you're paying Griff, you can't afford to be paying three coaches and then a fourth if you wind up firing Doc Rivers, who you brought in a situation under the rest. I will say this. This is the type of situation that Doc Rivers will pull the Eastern Conference Finals run out of his ass. You know what I mean? When we don't expect anything of them, like the 2010 Celtics, we thought they were years too old, and then they beat the heavily favored Cavs in round two, and you know what I mean, like that sort of thing. Right. And they wound up getting to the finals, and even in 2012 when they took the Heat to 7, when we didn't think they had a chance of anything, because they, you know, Philadelphia, that was a really bad Philadelphia team that took them to 7 in round two. So this could be one of those weird years where Doc galvanizes the players. The one thing I'll say for Doc is this. You don't have to ask Giannis to play hard. You don't have to ask Dame Lillard to be Dame Lillard. That's always been kind of the problems with the Clippers, with his Blake or CP or Embiid and Harden or Embiid and Simmons. Like, you've always had to ask your main guys or beg those guys to play hard. He doesn't have to ask those guys to play hard. Maybe they find some magic in the playoffs, but honestly, it just depends on the matchup, because if they're stuck at that 2 and Philly's in the 7, baby, let me tell you, that's going to be a grudge match of grudge matches.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Let's go to Bronny. How surprised were you? I wasn't surprised that the NBA and entering the draft, because I think the Lakers are going to take him and he's going to wind up with LeBron. Where are you on the moves by Bronny today?
It's really hard for me, y'all, because A, the kid is 19 years old, and B, I just refer to him as a kid, right? Like, he's 19 years old, and he just had a cardiac arrest. Like, so many things happen, like the world moves so fast that we tend to forget, I guess maybe because we didn't see it on Monday Night Football like we did with DeMar Hamlin, that he had a cardiac arrest. Like, that's some serious stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think we should gloss over that. But as far as being a professional basketball player, A, it probably wasn't going to happen at USC with all the things that was going on there. B, it's good enough, especially in a bad draft. Remember, this is people saying this is one of the worst drafts we've ever seen. Nobody's tanking to get the number one guy or anything like that. It's as good of a time as any to get feedback from actual NBA teams and not just operating within the cocoon of everything that your dad has built. Like, to the point that I don't even know what this dude sounds like. I'm not being funny about it, but I've never heard an interview. I've never heard him
actually
talk. Chris
and I just mentioned that. We wanted to hear from Bronny. Didn't we say that, Chris? We just said it.
Right. Because
so
I want to hear, is this something he wants to do, or is this just, you know, his dad's dream?
Yeah, I would hope. You would hope that when LeBron says Bronny has decisions to make, that he's not Geppetto pulling the strings from, you know what I'm saying, like that sort of element. But I think it's smart to keep all of your options open. I'm one of those guys. I don't know about you. If a kid declares for the draft, I have no problem if he doesn't hear what he wants to hear, or if he doesn't get drafted, to be able to go back to school. Or transfer somewhere.
That should have always been in play. I don't know what they were doing to those kids. That should have always been in play.
Well, and honestly, now I'm damn near a fan of and watching the NCAA tournaments on both sides of saying, hey, maybe these kids should be staying in school for 2 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like I'm turning into a Republican out here. You know what I mean? Like, just let the kids build themselves up before they go into the pros.
Well, what I've always said on that, Vinny, is what's fair is they should be able to go out of high school. I mean, that's just what is the most fair thing. But what's probably best for basketball, like both the college and the NBA, would be if they stayed 2 or 3 years. Because they'd be better when they got into the league. You see these talented freshmen aren't even better than juniors and seniors who aren't going to play in the NBA.
It's so difficult to tell, especially when you consider the influx of international players who've been playing professional basketball at a different level and under a different set of rules for years. It's hard to tell those international non-melanated kids that they can come in and do it whenever they want to, and then to tell by and large a bunch of black kids, hey, y'all gotta wait. But for the best interest of the game, especially because the NBA is trying to catch the NFL in terms of popularity, you need the college system as a feeder system so people can actually get a chance to get to know some of these guys before they come into the league. Because a lot of times, look, it's my job to follow the league. And after maybe the 15th pick, I'm like, who is this dude? I've never seen him before.
Right, right. Let me ask you this before you go, because you alluded to it. Is there – it looks like Jokic is going to win the MVP again, and that's fine. If he doesn't win it or didn't win it, it was likely going to be SGA or Luka, all right? Either way, you would be talking about the sixth straight year, I believe, where it was an international player that won MVP. Are there at least whispers, quiet talk privately about how – the best players in the league, the first 4 or 5 now, are international, and we don't produce. We got a bunch of really good players and some great players, but after LeBron, Steph, Durant are gone, like, we're just not producing players as good as the top international ones. Is there any talk about that?
Absolutely. I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were just talking about how kids, American kids, play more basketball than ever. Like, we see it all the time. You see it, the highlight videos on Instagram and all that. They play more basketball than ever, but it feels like they're less equipped as far as coming into the NBA than ever. There's some level of disconnect, whether it's the training. I feel like it's more training and less teaching. It's more coaching and less teaching, so that by the time basketball players come here, you see how many kids are, like, burnt out from basketball. And they don't really, there's not levels to it, because they've been professional since they've been 13 or 14 years old by these AAU programs. They don't play other sports. There's not sort of this, you know, love of the game. This is something that I've chose. It's been something that's been chosen for me. So, there's a huge element of it. And I know the NBA wants to make the league an international game. We're lucky that we as Americans can pronounce a lot of these dudes' names. Because let me tell you this, if we couldn't, the NBA would turn into the NHL, because the last thing the fans want to have to do is to have a pronunciation guide for some of these dudes' names. I'm not saying something. I'm just insinuating something. Y'all get what I'm saying?
I think it's legit, it's, and that's what happened in the NHL, where it's hard, Chris, to be at a sports bar and argue with somebody about how great a player is and you can't even pronounce his name. No, seriously.
right.
So that eliminates that conversation. Do you see what I'm saying?
We said it. You've seen these mock drafts, Vinny. A lot of the top, most of the top four or five players are international. It's like three international guys right at the top. Yeah. So, all right, man. Great stuff. As always, keep up the fantastic work, brother.
And thanks for the chuckles, my man. I appreciate you, too. You know good comedy when you hear it.
Sympathy chuckles. You know about sympathy, Dave.
Absolutely.
Sympathy chuckles, Rob.
All right, Vinny. Peace, bro. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. And just like in basketball, football, or baseball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. That's the philosophy over at Tractor Supply as well. Plus, they bring hustle and heart, and that really sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Rob, UConn out to a 19-14 lead over Iowa, and neither star has gotten it going yet. Caitlin Clark's 1-for-5 with 2 points. They're really, the defense is hounding her. Wherever she, when she penetrates, there's bodies there. Yeah. And Paige Becker's 1-for-4 with 2 points. So
it has not materialized yet, but it's early, Chris. It's only the first quarter.
Yep.
And, 19-14, if Iowa scores here, would it be?
Right.
You know what I mean? Then it's just a
2 or 3 point game.
Yeah. It's not.
No, it's
like,
early.
It's still
you,
early.
What you don't want is a blowout, right?
I don't know.
A good close game. Yeah. A good close, like you said, somebody crying when it's over.
Yeah, I would like that. That means that we watched a good one.
All right, Rob, look. Mike Tyson admitted recently that the fight with Jake Paul, I guess it's not surprising because they can't, it can't be a professionally sanctioned fight. Nobody's going to sanction a 57-year-old to fight, I don't think. And all of Jake Paul's fights have been quote-unquote exhibitions. So Tyson said, this is an exhibition, but it's a real fight. Rob, do you think they're pulling the wool over us? Because Roy Jones, and I was glad because I thought Tyson would have decapitated Roy Jones in a real fight. But Roy Jones and Mike Tyson was just a two-step. Tyson wasn't hitting him in the head, and you know they just out there punching each other a little bit and getting that money. Do you think that's what this is going to be, or do you think it's going to be a real fight?
No, I think now that it's an exhibition, they're calling it an exhibition now because people won't sanction
now,
it
again,
as a real fight.
All of Jake Paul's fights have been exhibitions.
No, but this takes the steam off of it. I don't think it's going to be as big as it would have been if people really thought, like this sounds like, let's go in, let's have a little fun. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to hurt you.
With Roy Jones and Tyson, they didn't pick a winner. With Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, they didn't pick a winner.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson, he's way older than those guys. He's almost 60.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, to your point, is it going to be that? Like, look, both of them can gain from an agreement that, hey, we just going to go out there. Nobody going to knock anybody out.
Right.
Nobody going to hurt anybody. Because Jake Paul, if they go the distance, they don't announce a winner. Jake Paul gains a little credibility. I know he's 57, but still, hey. He went the distance with Mike Tyson.
But just the idea that there's no winner is just kind of like, I don't know.
And I don't know if that's what's going to be the case. I agree with you. Exhibition takes a little steam off
right?
of it.
I think it does.
And I think Tyson, the draw for him, Rob, might be money. Right? He's getting a ton of money from this, I'm sure.
It's got to be just the money because why else would you do this? And it's not a real fight. And we saw him working out. You remember all that? Oh, look at Tyson. He looks great and all this. And then you just realize that nothing's really happening. It's going to be like nothing's really happening. I think people would be disappointed ultimately watching it.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, man, have a great weekend.
You too, man. Have a
all
good
y'all too. We out. The iCouple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.